Okay, we are on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We're going to start today from the two dots. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is on Zeichel Nishmas Liba Gabriela Bas Shmuel. We are going back to our Mishnah. Let's just quickly chazer what we saw yesterday. The Mishnah Ayin Beis Amud Aleph brought down a Mishnah. Zegitech Masi, Zegitech Choli Zeh, Zegitech Lacher Misa, Lo Amar Klum. Any indication that the get is going to be given after you died is not going to be a valid get because Ein Get Lacher Misa, because that's just the rule. It's one of the basic tenets regarding getting, and that is you can't give a get posthumously. You have to be alive when giving the get. So the Mishnah goes over a number of Lashonos that just simply don't work because it's indicative of the fact that the get is going to be delivered after you die, and that just doesn't happen that way. However, the Mishnah then goes on over a series of scenarios in which the get would be a valid get because the death is only a Tanai. It's only a condition. So the Mishnah goes over in a scenario, Mehayom Imasi, Meachshav Imasi, today, from now, and then the death is just simply a fulfillment of a condition. It's a Kiyuma Tanai. So raise a get, so that would be a valid get. And then the Mishnah goes over things which are unclear, an ambiguous language, mehayom ula achamisa. So let's say you say from today and after I die. So as Rashi explained back in the Mishnah, that's confusing. What did you mean mehayom, meaning that the get should be conditional from this point going forward? Or when you said lachemisa, were you retracting from the word mehayom? So that's confusing. So the Mishnah says, what would be in that scenario? Get veino get. The Mishnah says, that would be a suffic get. And then in Meis Choletzos V'lo Misya Memes, and the Mishnah goes on to say, when that person dies, and we don't know, is she a widow, is she a divorcee, we're unclear, so therefore you have to do Chalitza just to be sure, to cover your bases. Then the Mishnah goes over the following scenario. Zegitech Mayom, Imesi Micholizeh. The person, unfortunately, is very sick. And he feels that this is really it. So he's giving his wife a get, and it's conditional. Conditional to Cholizeh, this illness. Then, V'amad V'halach B'shuk. And then the Mishnah goes on to describe how, Baruch Hashem, he has a recovery, but the recovery is not long-lived. V'chala Umeis. And then he goes back into an illness, and he dies. Omdin. So now what you need is, you need a medical opinion, says the Mishnah. Also, Imach Metzcholi Arisha Meis, or is a get? Was this just simply a recurrence of the same illness? So that means that there was, in fact, a kiyum hatanai, which means that the get is a valid get, or im lavinu get. Or no, maybe not. Maybe this new illness was just a totally new illness, and therefore you don't have a validation of his original tanai. His original tanai is only that the get would be good if he died from this illness, meaning from the first illness. If the medical opinion is that this is a totally new illness, so then you don't have a kiyuma tanai, and she is not a divorcee, but rather she's a widow. And that, of course, then would lead to, if there's a yibum situation, she'd have to address the yibum situation. Adkan, that's a chazara of yesterday's Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara yesterday had a lengthy discussion regarding the Zmano shall get. Okay, but that was yesterday's daf. Let's go on. I mean, it's... He's assuming... when you say name... I'm
he had whatever you call the name that was diagnosed.
Yeah.
And dies away from the same... No illness.
That's a new one.
A particular bout of illness that he had, and he recovers that, even if it's the same one the next time, but it's not the same
bout. I see what you mean. I don't know. The Gemara is going to discuss other scenarios, but not, the Gemara is not going to address your question. I don't know. Zegitech meyom imas micholizeva amar balach b'shok. I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to make a statement that's not the first time in the Maseches that we see the statement of Rav Huna. Second time we're seeing it. We saw it about a week ago. I'm Rav Huna gito kimatanasa. We're going to create an equivalency, not obviously a full equivalency, but an equivalency between get and matana. Ma matanasa imamad chozer afkito amamad chozer. First of all, a matana. We're talking about manashchiv meira. Person's dying and he gives off properties or possessions because he knows he's dying. And we also know that when it comes to manashchiv meira, even though there was no kinyan that was done, that's enough. That's all you need to do. So let's say, as a shechiv meira, he was dying, he then declares a matana, and then he recovers. What's the halacha? That obviously is a retraction from the matana. The only reason why he's giving this away is because he's dying. And if he's not going, and if he recovers, so then the matana is going to be retracted. Same thing is true with a get. When a person's in a situation where he is dying and he's giving a get and recovers from his illness, so then once again, that is a default, de facto, bitul haget. That's point number one of Rav Huna. Point number two. Umagi to afagav delo parish kemedamar ksuvu afagav delo amatenu af matanasu kemedamar tenu afagav delo kanumine. Another equivalency goes as follows. When it comes to get, in order for a get to be authorized, commissioned, you need to say two words, two very significant words. You need to say number one, ksuv, ksuvu, and number two, you need to say tenu. Right, kisvu utenu. You write and you deliver. And without those two very important verbs, the commissioning, the authorization of the get is not authorized. However, if the person's dying, if the person's in a state of sakana, we went over a number of scenarios early in the Masechta, so there we're going to be more forgiving in his language because we understand that his condition is a pressurized one, and therefore we're going to be more forgiving in terms of what he says. So even if he just simply says the word kisvu, you're going to write and you're going to deliver the get, even though he didn't say the word tenu. Similarly, says Rav Huna, in our equivalency, where the same thing is going to be true with a matana. With a matana v'shchei meira, if he's giving a matana, and even though there was no kinyan, you're missing part of the acquisition, you're missing part of the transfer, still, we're going to be forgiving because he's a v'shchei meira. So the Gemara says that's the equivalency between matana and get. Now, tenan, we are going to learn, we're going to relearn our Mishnah. Zekitech mayom imas mecholizeh. Va'amr v'alach b'shuk. Okay, so just a restatement of the Mishnah that we already went over earlier this morning. Now, now, Rav Huna, you just said that if you have any kind of recovery from an illness, so that's it, that's a de facto withdrawal from the get. It's a bitul haget. Now, what did our Mishnah teach us? Well, it depends, says the Mishnah. If he recovers and then he goes back into the same illness, so then fine. If he recovers and he goes into a different illness, so then it's not a kima tonight. According to you, Rav Huna, recovery is all you need in order for there to be a bitul haget. Why does the Mishnah give us any more information? Amad should be enough. So, lama li umdana, hare amad. Question against Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Amar Marbury de Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rav Shinitik Micholu Lecholi. So the Gemara is now going to offer a pshat in our Mishnah. Now this is not the simple pshat in the Mishnah. When we read the Mishnah the first time, I don't imagine anyone of us thought this was the simple pshat, but the Gemara is going to suggest this now is a pshat. And that is, the Mishnah describes where he never really recovered. The pshat in the Mishnah, again, not the simple pshat, but the one the Gemara is offering right now, is that he went from one illness and he jumped immediately to another illness. Right, he went to the hospital with one diagnosis and he caught pneumonia. And he never really recovered. The Gemara says, now that's very difficult in the Mishnah. Amad Katani. The Mishnah says the word Amad. Amad sounds like he got up. Got up meaning recovery. So the Gemara says, no. Amad Micholizeh v'nafal l'choli achir. Amad does not mean physically he stood up. Amad means he just simply moved from one illness to another illness. V'ha halach b'shuk katani. Again, the Gemara says, it's not the simple pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, halach b'chutz. I'm sorry, halach b'shuk. He went in the marketplace. So halach al mishantav. So the Gemara says, no, halach over here means that he took a cane with him, he got a wheelchair, and he went through the marketplace with that. But in other words, he never really recovered. Now again, it's really not the simple pshat in the Mishnah, but we have a halach by Rav Huna. The Gemara defends Rav Huna. So we're going to say a pshat like this in the Mishnah. V'hak kamash malan de halach mishantav hu debi'inan umdana, idach umdana nami lo be'inan. Now, what comes out is as follows. Now, if he walked in the marketplace al mishantov, meaning he needed assistance to walk through the marketplace, so then what you need is an umdana. But idach umdana nami lo beinan. But what comes out pretty clearly, however, is that if he walked out and he did not have any type of assistance, meaning he just simply walked out, you don't even need an umdana. So, I'm sorry. Let me say it better. More correctly. If you go out in the marketplace with a mish'an, with a cane, so then you need an umdana. However, if you don't go out at all, meaning you were still in bed, you were still hospitalized, umdana nami lo be'inan, you do not need an umdana at all. Now, shama minash chimera shenitek mechol echol matana. So the Gemara says, now what comes out is as follows. Let's say you have a shchimera. A shchimera, again, starts giving out some of his possessions because he knows that he's dying. Now, let's say that, once again, he's hospitalized, he was diagnosed with a certain illness, and he died from a totally different illness. But there was never a recovery period. What comes out now from our discussion is that it's a shchemira. In other words, we're still going to employ all the rules of shchemira. The gift that was given is considered a valid gift. Anything that he gives away as a shchemira is validated, even though he died from a totally different illness. It does not matter. The Gemara says, "In damer Rav Lazar mishmei derav shchemira shenitak mechol lechol matana samatana." So the Gemara says that's correct. In fact, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Lazar in the name of Rav. Obviously, this is an Amora. Rav Lazar in the name of Rav, that a shchemira that jumps from one illness to another, his matana is in fact going to be a matana. Okay, without any recovery period. So therefore, we have now a halacha set over by Rav Huna, supported by a statement by Rav, which parenthetically makes sense because Rav Huna was a student of Rav. Doesn't always work out that way. But we have a statement by Rav Huna, who is also by Rav, and that is that if you have illness and he gives a get, or he gives a matana as a result of the illness, as long as there was no recovery period, so therefore the get's a valid get, the illness is a valid, the matana shchemira is a valid matana, even though he didn't die from this illness, it was some sort of complication, it was some, whatever, he contracted some other illness in his time in the hospital, does not matter. As long as he died from an illness, even though it's not the original illness, so therefore the matana is going to be a matana.
If you do an imdama, you're going to look at this guy and say, okay, this guy's intent was that he's going to, he sees his demise.
Right. Correct.
He wants to give a gift.
Correct.
What does he care about the cause of his demise? Is it from a pneumonia or heart attack?
That's an excellent question, but he made it tonight, and if you look carefully at the language of the Mishnah, he says, Micholi Zeh. He says, from this illness. Meaning, normally I would, of course, agree with you. But when you say, Michol Izeh, so therefore his Tanai is that it's from this illness.
Is it because the second illness is an offshoot of the first one?
Rabbi Katz was asking a similar question. Not necessarily. In other words, illness just simply means as long as he dies from an illness. Doesn't have to specifically be this illness. Okay, Rabbah Ravalo Sfir Lahu. Had Rav Huna. So now, Rabbah and Rabbah do not agree with Rav Huna. Okay. What does that mean they don't agree with Rav Huna? Look at Rashi, third line down. De ika de lo amar lo imesi sfir lehu dim amad eno chozer. I'm sorry. De hecha de lo amar lo imesi. If he doesn't say, I will not die, so they're of the opinion, Rab and Rava, de im amad eno chozer. That even if there's a recovery, you're still not going to be chozer. Meaning, Rav Huna was of the opinion that with a recovery, that's a de facto retraction from the get. Rab and Rava say, no, it's not. It's not going to be a retraction from the get. Now, here it gets interesting. Why? In other words, if you and I were to think about it, Rav Huna certainly sounds more intuitive. Meaning, this is going to be a get if I die from this illness. And then what happens? He recovers. So, yes, it's true, he slips into either a similar illness or another one. No, even if it's the same one, doesn't matter, according to Rav Huna. In other words, once you have a recovery, that's it. That's a retraction. Okay? What Rav and Rava are arguing now is that, no, even with a recovery, it's still going to be a get. Why should that be? Here it gets interesting. Look at Rashi over here. Well, Rashi explains what this line of the Gemara means. Rashi writes, the E Amar Choser. Let's imagine for a moment that you recover and that's a de facto retraction. Like Rav Huna argued. The Gemara says, if that were be true, asalameim alohavi get adamais. So therefore, what are people going to say? Well, how is this perceived by the populace? The perception is, we need him to die in order for the get to be a get. Basically, they're looking forward. Now, I don't mean this in a positive way. I just mean, practically speaking, we're looking towards the death in order to solidify the get. V'kachazinan d'lechimayis havigita. And in fact, only when he dies, the get is going to be a valid get. So the perception, and it's going to be erroneous, but the perception is going to be, shema mina yesh get lachamisa. Now, the way people perceive this is, oh, I need him to die in order for the get to be a get? Oh, it must be that the get was delivered posthumously. And then, now that you have this erroneous perception, people will then lead to the absolutely wrong conclusion that a get could be delivered even after the person died.
Mm-hmm.
The Amenashi Yamas. Right. And again, the populace does not understand that that over here was the Tanai, and that the death only served as a condition to be satisfied. So therefore, now again, here's where it gets interesting. What Rabban and Rav are essentially saying is, look, in theory, in principle, Rav Huna's right. Meaning that once you have a recovery, that's it, that's a bittul. But the problem now is that once that, if that were in fact be the halacha, then the misperception would come about that really the get is going to only be validated, solidified after the death, and people will then think that the death is really, the get is delivered posthumously. Now, says the Gemara, let's consider. According to Rabban and Rava, principally Rav Huna is right. But because of a gzeira, we're going to disagree. Now, what's Gzeira essentially saying? We're pushing through the get. Meaning, according to the strict letter of the law, the get is no longer valid. And now what the Chachamim are doing through their Gzeira is they're pushing through the get. And that leads us to the question, second time this Masechta, that we're asking this question. So the Gemara says, Umi ikamida de madaraisa lo havigita. So that means that on a daraisa level, the get's not a get. Umishum gzera sharina nesha tishlama. And now because of gzera, we're pushing through the get, but again, minatora, the get's not a valid get. She's still a married woman. So how can this married woman now go off and marry somebody else? You can't do that. And now the second time in Masechta, the Chachamim are going to teach us, under certain circumstances, you can do that. In. Called the Mekadesh, I did the Rabban Mekadesh. Here we go, second time around. Wait just 1 second, let's just get through this. Anyone who gets married does so, al das Chachamim. Does so with the consent of the Chachamim. And Vafkin Rabban Lekedusha Minei, and under that, guys, basically they're like, so to say, just Bederach Mashal, they're like the carpet that is placed under the floor of a marriage. And under certain circumstances, if necessary, they just pull the carpet out. So the Afkinim Rabbanu Kedushin Meneh, the Chachamim just simply upper the Kedushin. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, this should all sound familiar. We did this back on Daf Lamed Gimel. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Tenech Dikash Bekash Bekash Bebiya Ma'ikal Amemer. I can certainly understand that if Kedushin was done through money, so then I can understand that the Chachamim can pull that out. What the Gemara here doesn't really explicate, but we said earlier in the Masechta that the reason why the Chachamim can pull it out is because when it comes to money, we know Hefker, Basin, Hefker. Basin has the ability to take money away from somebody, give it to somebody else. That was a Gemara back on Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Zion. So I can understand how Kesef, how Kedushin with Kesef can be uprooted. But if Kedushin was done with Bia, although the Gemara does not favor this method of Kedushin, but if it was done with Bia, how can the Chachamim change the nature of that Kedushin? So the Gemara's answer is very simple. I mean, very simple. It's not very simple. But basically what the Chachamim could do is that they could redefine the act of Bia that occurred between this man and woman. Didn't make them husband and wife. It was just simply Bia's nos. Okay, yeah. Doesn't say. Doesn't say. The unclear. According to Rav Huna, Amma just simply means that he made some sort of recovery, even if it's for a short period of time. Unclear. That's also unclear. The Gemara, both times the Gemara says over this Gemara, Shtar was not part of the discussion. So you could debate. The Rishonim discuss it, but you could debate where exactly it fits in. Okay, Ad Kan, that takes us through the end of the Machlokas Amoraim, Rav Huna versus Rabban Rava. According to Rav Huna, what if you make it tonight? You say that this get is only going to be a good get if I die from this illness. Any recovery, according to Rav Huna, is going to be a de facto bitul haget. And so therefore, you make a recovery, that's it, the get's no good. Rabban and Rava say no. If you die, even with a recovery in the middle, even with a little bit of a recovery in the middle, as long as you die from this illness, so then the get's going to be a valid get. They fundamentally agree with Rav Huna, but the worry, gzeira, that people will have the misperception that yesh get lachemisa, that a get can be delivered after divorce, so therefore there's a gzeira. And then the Gemara goes through, second time this Masechta, how can the Chachamim do that? How can they make a gzeira to push through a get that may ikar a din is not really a get? So the Gemara says, using the principle of afkeinu. Okay, obviously we could you know, that's it's a big topic. We spend a lot more time, and meanwhile we're going to go on. Tanu Rabbanan, zegi tech meyom imes mecholizev nafal habayis alav ochishu nachash. Eno get. it's very fair to say that this person does not have the best mazel in the world. The person says that this is going to be my get if I die from this illness. He's very sick. And then, during the illness, the house collapses, or a snake bites him. So the get is not going to be a valid get. Why? Because he didn't die from this illness. He died from the collapsed house. He died from the snake biting him. Im lo amod micholi zeh. If, however, he says, I am not, I'm sorry, the get is going to be effective. If I don't stand from this illness, v'nafal avayis or echishu nachash, and the house falls on him or the snake bites him, hare zeh get. This, in fact, would be a valid get. Maishna resha or maishna seifa. Now, the Gemara says, I don't really see the difference between the resha and the seifa of the brisa. And our Gemara for the rest of the sugya is going to assume that there really is no difference between the resha and the seifa. And basically, what the Gemara is going to conclude in just a moment is that this brisa is shebeshta. It's a corrupt brisa. It wasn't taught in the base medrash. It's corrupt. Meanwhile, Tosfos over here quotes the Gemara Yerushalmi, and the Gemara Yerushalmi learns this brisa and actually sees a very basic difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Take a look at the second Tosfos on the Amud, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Yerushalmi, Mefarsh Taim, Marabba, Ika. There's a big reason that separates the Reisha and the Seifa. Tosfos goes on to write, Debereisha, Hare, Lomes, Micholizeh. Because let's consider. In the first half of the brisa, he said, this will be a get if I don't die from this illness. So he's pointing to this illness. And meanwhile, again, with his poor mazel, the house collapses right on him. That's not a kiyum atanai. He didn't die from the illness. He died from some other cause. Now, ava b'seifa, im lo ya'amod kamar, v'hare lo amad. All he said was, if I don't stand up from this illness, meaning that if I die during the duration of this illness, but not as a result of the illness. And then what happens? While he was sick, the house caves in on him. That is a kiyum atanai. Delo amad mashma bein ayideh chole bein ayideh davar achir. All he said was, as long as I don't stand from this illness. You know what? He didn't. Now, he didn't die from the illness, but
he didn't stand from it.
He didn't stand from it as well. Ava gemar shelanu eino sover chiluk zeh. Now, as I told you, and as Tosfos and I both know the same secret, which is our Gemara is not going to give this kind of yishuv in the Braisa. So Tosfos just simply notes, our Gemara obviously doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. Ela bekulam mashmalei shemitoch, shiyamos mitoch olizah. Our Gemara does not see the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Our Gemara therefore will treat this Braisa as a Shebeshta, as a corrupt Braisa. So it's very interesting. Very interesting scenario in which it's the same Braisa, looked at both from the Bavli, from the Yerushalmi. Bavli says it's no good. Yerushalmi says, no, I see the difference. Now, obviously, we're learning the Bavli, so our conclusion is going to be like the Bavli. But it's a very interesting occurrence over here, where one Braisa looked at two ways from the two prominent yeshivas. Let's go back to our Gemara. So, Maishan Reisha, Maishan Seifa. So the Gemara asked the question, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Gemara is not giving an answer, as we already clued you in on. Shalchu Mitam, they sent a letter from there. Now this is also interesting. Meaning Shalchu Mitam means from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael sent a letter and they said, Achlu Ari Ein Lanu. It's a very cryptic note sent from Eretz Yisrael. Literally, if the lion ate you, Ein Lanu, then we don't. What does that mean? It means that a person made a tanai, he was sick, the get's going to be a valid get only if I die from this illness. What happened was, again, just poor mazel on this person's part. Not only was he sick, but he was also eaten by a lion. Question was, yes, good get or not a good get? Ein Lanu. And the answer came back from Eretz Yisrael is, no, it's not going to be a good get. What about the Yerushalmi? So again, from the Bavli's perspective, the Bavli just simply believed that there was no way to resolve the first part of the Braisa and the other part of the Braisa. Okay, how gavra dezavin ar lechavre kabalei kol unsa demisyalei? A person sold property with a money back guarantee. Okay, basically a money back guarantee, meaning that the seller says to the buyer, "Look, I'm selling you the property, and if anything happens to the property, you will have full recourse against me." Okay, fine, perfect, a perfectly good guarantee. L'sof afika bei nahara. Now, what happened is that something so unexpected occurred. Rashi explains that the king decided that they're going to reroute a river, so eminent domain. So the king rerouted a river, and the river went right through the property. Now, yeah. So And nobody saw this coming. This came totally out of left field. Now the seller goes to Ravina, and the seller asks Ravina, do I have to guarantee this one? Right? Am I in the hook for this one? Meaning, I sold it to him with a guarantee. It's true, but look how we didn't see this coming. This is so unusual. So Amalei Zil Shafilei. So Ravina's answer was, yeah, you better make him happy. Meaning, work it out, negotiate it with him. But yes, you have to reimburse him. So because you accepted upon yourself any onus. Okay, look, I know you didn't see it coming, but you said it. So now Rav Acha bar Techlifa, who was there, said to Ravina, I don't think he's on the hook. I think this is unsa delo shchiach. Look, even though he did promise a money back guarantee, but against what we would call normal circumstances beyond your control. This is a storm, a hurricane. This is like the king rerouting a river to go through the property. So unusual. Ilgalgal milso umatal kame derava. This got kicked around, this question. Eventually, it makes its way to Rava. So and Rava's response is, I favor the side that he doesn't have to make restitution. This is an unsa de lo shchicha. This is so unusual. Okay.
Deliberate,
yes, but I mean, again, circumstances beyond either one of our control. So, Eitzvei Ravina L'Ravim L'Amin Mecholi Zevenaf Alav Bias Oichishenach Hasharei Zeget. So the Gemara says, really, unusual circumstances, and we just ignore it. We don't ignore it in unusual circumstances. Why don't you consider the brisa we just learned? The guy said, Im Lo Amod Mecholi Zev. If I don't get up from this illness, so he's sick, he's in bed, and the house caves in. That's unusual. That's highly unusual. And what did the brisa say? Ki Matanai. Okay, so even though it's highly unusual, but it's still going to be a fulfillment of the Tanai. So what do we just do? We ask the question from a brisa which we didn't particularly care for. So Amalei Rava ve'emam reisha ino ger. So Rava says, wait 1 second. You jumped from the ratio of the brisa to the save of the brisa. Why don't you look at the ratio of the brisa? Ratio of the brisa says it's not again. So Amalei Rav Acha midifta l'Ravina mishum dekasha ratio seifa lo miyasvin to yufta mina. Just because there's an inherent stira between the ratio and the save of brisa, you're not going to ask a kasha. Amalei in, and the answer is that's correct. You bet. Kevin dekasha ratio seifa lo. I'm sorry. Lo idmar bei medrasha umishabeshtahi. So zil basu svara. So the Gemara says that's absolutely correct. If you have a brisa and it's an inherent steer in the brisa, it means that it wasn't treated properly in the base medrash. It wasn't taught in the base medrash. It's a corrupt brisa. Now that it's a corrupt brisa, you throw out the brisa. Now you operate with svara, meaning we don't have a source. Now we're going to have to use logic. Logic would indicate that if it's an unsa lo shchicha, if it's so highly unusual, so then you do not pay it. You don't pay regard. You don't give it any halachic significance. That is the Gemara's conclusion on this matter. An important couple of lines in Tosfos. Take a look at the third Tosfos on the Amud, where the remakes the following broad statement. The Omari. It's in Tosfos. It's about 10 lines from the top of the Tosfos. First word in the Tosfos is Adaita. The Omari Deika Shlosha Gavne Ones. So probably one of the most popular, the Balei Tosfos, the Ri. So he says that really, when it comes to the world of onus, we could put into three categories. Onus neshkech legamrei, lechulei ama in onus. Something which is so common. I'll give an example. I may not be right, but traffic. Okay? Right? Traffic was terrible. I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic was terrible. Okay, so again, I know there are a lot of variables over here. I'm just giving a simple example. But that's onus d'shchiach. Onus d'shchiach, you simply cannot accept as an onus. That's not an excuse. Of course traffic is terrible, because traffic is always terrible. Should have known better. The onus d'lo shchiach klal, kegon d'shmaitin, afilo l'rava yesh onus, afilo begitin. D'leke l'migza mishum tsnuus, d'svar d'anus kevin d'lo shchiach klal, o mishum purtsus nami lo gazer rabbanin kevin d'lo shchiach klal. And then there's something which is so highly unusual, says the Ri, like our case right here in our Gemara. Our case is the king rerouted a river. Okay, that's right. That was so unexpected, so unusual. That is an onus that everyone can agree to. That is an onus gamur, and therefore that should be taken I'm sorry, that should not be regarded at all. Meaning that's something that we should basically say is so unexpected, so unusual, even though I promised you I'd reimburse you under all circumstances, all but that. Okay, and then there is the middle case of ones. Uplukta de ein tainas ones hainu b'shchiach v'lo shchiach. And then there's a machlokas in the beginning of Ksuvos, which Tosis over here goes over, but whether or not ein ones begitten, yesh ones begitten, do we regard it, do we not regard it? So that's somewhere in the middle, meaning not the extremes, not the excuse of traffic, that's not an excuse, not the king rerouted the river through your field, that's so highly unusual, but the things that are in the middle. Like, I'll give you the example, the Gemara over there in Ksuba says, right, the ferry didn't run today. Ferry didn't run today, good excuse, not a good excuse. So again, you could debate that issue because, man, most of the time the ferry runs and sometimes the ferry doesn't run. And it happens to be that on the day that I needed it to run, it didn't run. So maybe that's like somewhere, something in the middle. So anyway, so three different levels of ones as Tosfos. Okay, back to our Gemara. Meaning, well, on the extremes we know.
Yeah.
That's easy. In the middle, so... unclear. Unclear. I don't know. In other words, it's right. It's debated. So, and I know you're asking the bottom line. I don't know. The price of the Gemara just simply disregards.
So if the guy gets there, they
get started. Right. That goes back to the previous sugya. The price over here is talking about now while he's being sick, so he ends up dying from something that came out of left field. Like, right, the house falls in. So there, again, that's... Right, but again, is that only something that was taken into account or not? Unclear. Okay, I'll tell you this. There is one more case coming up in the Gemara. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered, Rav Yeshua, Zavan Shum Shemi, Agida Deha Malka. So these two Amoraim bought sesame seeds. Okay, a simple business model over here. They're going to buy sesame seeds. I imagine they're going to they may be the user, but probably they're going to end up selling them again. Anyway, they told the seller, they're the buyers, and they told the seller that Agur Malchei La'Avruni, you're going to, number one, you're going to hire sailors to get it to us, meaning you're responsible for shipping. Good. So, seller now is taking on the responsibility of shipping. And furthermore, Kabila alai kol unsa demisyalein. And not only that, but the seller took on the responsibility of if anything happens during shipment, so they're going to be fully responsible. Okay, so all this was taken on by the seller. These Amoraim are the buyers. Lesof istakar na malka. Now, what happened was that Nar Malka got dammed up. Now again, we don't know Nar Malka well, so it's hard for us to really gauge. Was this unusual? This is not unusual. It will become clear from the Gemara that this was highly unusual. Right? The stopping up of the river was something that was so unexpected. Amrulei Agur Chamrei Afkeinu Nialan Da Kabilta Alaycha Ko Unsa Demisyali. So they said now to the sellers, you guys took on the responsibility of transportation. You guys said that if any onus happens, you're going to be fully liable to get the shipment over to us. The river was stopped up. Good, you're going to go hire donkeys now. And you're going to have the donkeys shipping the sesame seeds. But you took it on, and you accepted upon yourself any onus. And so therefore you're responsible. Also the comment to Rava. Now these two Amoraim go to Rava, Amar Lahu Kaki Chivre. And Rava says to them, you are white geese. Now it's a nickname, which in general it's always curious, you know, the right how you can't you generally speaking, you're not allowed to give people nicknames. Anyway, Rashi over here says white geese because they were older and they had the white beards. And okay, anyway, it does not sound like from the context of a Gemara, it doesn't sound flattering. But anyway, mishachu glima d'inshi. But what you're doing is you're stripping clothing off of people, meaning you're taking advantage of the sellers. You're paskining the halacha in your favor. And meanwhile, Rav is about to tell them, I don't agree with your psak. I don't think you're right. The fact that the river got stopped up, That is something that was totally unexpected. That was something that was totally unanticipated. This is a ones de los chiyach, even though the sellers took upon themselves that they're going to cover every ones, every normal ones, every reasonable ones. This was highly unusual, highly unreasonable, and Rava says, I don't think they're on the hook for this. I think that the sale is going to be still a valid sale, and as far as shipment is concerned, that's your problem. That's not going to be their problem. Okay. I can. Lotis Yachin Imo. We start now the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah kind of throws us into the middle of a discussion. So, let's first, before we really start with the Mishnah, let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi over here writes, Lotis Yachin Imo. Rashi writes, Zeshen Asen Geva Amar La Mehayom Imasi. Okay. In the previous Mishnah, we had a scenario in which the get was written, the get was delivered, but there's a condition. So that means that the get is not activated until he dies. Mehayomi Masi, right? Somebody asked a question yesterday. What's going to be the status now of this husband and wife during this period where they're right now husband and wife, but retroactively all that may be undone if he dies? So, what is the status during that period in time? So, in the moment, we're going to discuss exactly that question. Meanwhile, what we're learning now in our Mishnah, says Rashi, is that whatever their status is, they cannot be together. They cannot be secluded together. Now, let's take a look at Rashi. Again, I know we didn't learn the Mishnah yet, but Rashi gives us the proper context so that we can understand the Mishnah. They should not be together anymore. They should not be secluded. Now, obviously, the concern is that if they're together, if they're secluded together, they're going to have bia. And the problem with that is what exactly? So Rashi goes on to suggest. Because even though the get that was already in place is going to be activated, it could be that this act of bia is going to represent a new kiddushin. Meaning, let's even say that he dies and the get is retroactively going to take effect. But meanwhile, she didn't marry another man in the interim. He could be machzir her. He could take her back. And so now this act of bia is actually going to represent a new act of kiddushin. Rashi makes a second suggestion. And that is, and let's say no. Let's say this new act of bia is not a new act of kiddushin. But still, she's a single woman. It's interesting. Right. Meaning, what does that mean, she's a single woman? It means that when he dies, the get's going to work retroactively, so that when, you know, in other words, if you cover the span of the timeline from when the get was written to when he dies, and then basically you fill in the timeline, it's going to come out retroactively that she's not a married woman. Man's having relations with a single woman. And we know it's a Gemara in Kiddushin, you're not allowed to have yichud together with somebody who's a single woman. Okay, so two suggestions in terms of Rashi, in terms of why bia is prohibited, but really, when all said and done, you can't seclude yourself with her during this period of time. So let's now go back to the Mishnah.
Because of Rashi, it's the kiddushin, the first has kabbal kiddushin, but there's no
aid. No, you have to say within the first pshat of Rashi that there's got to be aid. Right, agreed. Without Edom, then there's no Kiddushin. Okay, so, Lotis Yachrim, Ella Bifnei Edom. So, in any time that they, in other words, after the get has been delivered, and again, the get is going to, there's a trip wire to the get. When he dies, the get's going to be activated. So, from the point that the get was given, so, anytime they're together, there has to be other people there. Now, Afilu Al Pi Eved, Afilu Al Pi Shivcha. Now, in terms of who those people are, so there's a little bit of flexibility. Doesn't have to be two bona fide Edom. It could be his slave. It could be Shivcha. Chutz mi Shivcha sa. It can't be her Shivcha. Memne Shalibo Gaspa. Because her Shivcha is very sympathetic to her. And she basically can get away with things that she, with most people or with anybody else almost, she wouldn't be able to get away with. Mahi ba'osan hayamim. And then the Gemara asks the question, what is her status during those days? Meaning, now, the get's been delivered, but it hasn't been activated yet. What is her status during those days? Rabbi Yehuda Amar ke'eshes ish l'chol devareha. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that she's a married woman. Married woman. Yeah. Look at Rashi Rashi writes Keishatish Habala Bemeze Bechenek Veshogi Bechatas. Rashi says that during this period in time, she's so married that if she has relations deliberately, it's capital crime.
Somebody
if she had, yeah, of course, yeah, of course, yes, agreed. So the, of course, so the if she has relations with another man, so that's bemezin, it's capital crime. Bishogi, she has to bring a carbon chatas. Ve'afagav demez me'osu choli. And we're going to go one step further. And even when, if and when the husband dies, we're not going to go back now and redefine this period of time. Lefishlo girsha ela samach lamisa. Now, why should that be? Meaning, that's interesting. If he dies, doesn't the get go retroactive back to the time that was given? Why don't we redefine this period of time? Rashi is really bothered by that, but it's based on what we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. It's really at the end of today's daf, but we'll see it tomorrow. And Rashi writes because the verbiage that was used over here was this get will be take place, will be activated right before I die. That's why even though the get was given earlier, the her status of Eishes Ish will continue until the moment before he dies. The afagav demes, let's see this in Rashi. The afagav demes meosur chol lefish lo girsha ela samach lemisa uve gemar mukila. In fact, the gemar later on will tell us be omer la be mesir saget hareziki tech vizkar shebo me eish ani ba olam. From the last moment I'm in this world, imesi hilchach Rav Yehuda savor mitoch lemi. I'm sorry, savor samach lemisa hu dahave get umikame hachi eshes ishi. And that's why Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that it's only the last moment before he dies where she's a single woman. Anytime before that, she's a married woman. Now, what about Rav Yossi? So let's hold that place in Rashi. Just run back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Megureshes Veinu Megureshes. Rabbi Yossi says she's in some sort of limbo state of being married and not married, divorced and not divorced. Now jump right back to Rashi. Rabbi Yossi Savar Michiyav Legita Kol Shaita Misaf Kalan BeMeEisha Ani BaOlam Hilchach Sfekehi VaBaala BeAshem Talui. So Rashi over here explaining Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that look, we don't know when his last moments are on this earth. Right? It's one of the exciting slash scary parts of being on this earth. We just don't know. We don't know when it's going to end. So, every moment could be that moment of the last moment before he dies. So, every moment, therefore, has a built-in suffix. And so, therefore, she has an extramarital relation. At any point in time, from the issuance of the get until he died, every moment turns really into a suffix. And as a result of that, so now, it's not. She's not Vadai Mizana. She's only Safik Mizana. And again, and under certain circumstances, she'll bring an Ashram Talu to the base of Mikdash.
What happened to the date of the get? It's not. What do you do? You can't put a get. It's predated. It's
evolved. But he threw in a condition. In other words, and the date. There's a date, but there's also a condition.
In the
so that goes back to our discussion yesterday's daf. Meaning that can the verbal condition, you know, reprogram the date? Okay, we discussed it yesterday. Okay.
Isn't she
true? Oh, well, that's coming up. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Ra'ush nisyachtu ima ba'afela. O sheyeshna ima tachz margolis amita. Ein choshashem shem nisaska b'davar acher. Now, Rashi over here writes that we are talking, we're talking about where they are divorced. Okay? In other words, the get's been issued. And now, she didn't get married during the interim, and now, some funny business is going on. So let's go back over the Bryson once again. It's a Tosefta. Let's see it again. Ra'ushin is yachta ima ba'afela. Okay? Ex-wife, ex-husband are secluded at night. They were under the bed together. Don't worry, they did not have relations. We don't suspect they had relations. If anything, it was just a ma'aseh znus, but it wasn't a act of kedushin. We're not worried about kedushin. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Omer Af choshim mishum kedushin. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says we're worried about kedushin. Okay, that is the Tosefta. Clear? Not really. The Gemara now will spend the rest of this Amma trying to make clarity out of this Tosefta. Maika Amar. The Gemara asks a super simple question. What is going on over here? What in the world is being discussed and being argued? Amrav Nachman Amar Rav Abu Hachikamar. So here we go now with pshat number one in these Tosefta. There's going to be a total of three of them. Reush and Nival Choshe Mishem Kedushin. Okay. Let's say the Edom, quite uncomfortably, saw the actual act of Tashmish between ex-husband and ex-wife. Okay. So the assumption now is this is called Kedushin once again. Right, a person does not generally want to make a bia bilas nus, right? Amisol kedoshim heim, where we're holy people, and so therefore, if they're having relations and it wasn't an assumption, the Edom actually saw it. So therefore, the next assumption is must be that it's not l'shem kedushin, and it's not znus. However, nus and laksafim. Now I know the Braisa doesn't make any mention of money. But again, we're saying a pshat in the braisa. So we're adding a little bit of an ukimta. But let's say after the act of relations, he hands her money. At that point in time, then you can... Now, the word in the braisa is suspect, but it's more than suspect. You can assume now that it's a maisa's nus. He gave her money. He paid her for services rendered. Okay, so the amre, but it's not a nus, not a law, because it was just 1 second. Let's speak it out, and then you can fire away. But esnan a nus, not a law, and he gave it to her. But esnan, right? The term esnan you're familiar with, right? Esnan zona. The Torah says that any time a zona after providing services rendered, she has an animal that she got as payment. That animal cannot be brought as a carbon. Okay, so it's not an asana. So if he gave her money, that's because that is for services rendered. Ve'ein choshishim mishim kedushin, and then you don't have to worry about kedushin. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, amar af bazu choshim mishim kedushin, and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda says even if there was payment, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda says that doesn't mean that this was a maisa's nus. It could just simply mean that he remarried her. And a matana, he gave.
Huh? It's kesef kedushin.
Well, they had bia. You don't need kesef kedushin. He paid her after.
Oh, after.
Yeah. He paid her. He paid her after the bia. It could just simply be a matana. Okay, that is right now our first pshat in the Tosefta. Now, kemanaz lahadam rabba barchanam rav Yochanan machlokis kesherush nivala. Now there is a machlokis. I'm sorry. There is a statement by Rav Yochanan who says that the entire machlokis in our Mishnah, not the Tosefta, but in our Mishnah, is only when there was Edom who saw the bia. Avalo reush nivala divrei koyin tzrichei mena get sheni. If all there was just simply seclusion between an ex-husband and an ex-wife, you don't need another get. In other words, according to Rav Yochanan, if all there was seclusion, we're going to have to make now two assumptions. Assumption number one, they had bia. Assumption number two is that bia was l'shem kedushin. Like Rav Yochanan says, that's too much. The only time we're going to be worried is only if there was re'iyas bia. Then and only then are we going to have a machlokis as to whether or not you need to get sheni, you don't need to get sheni. So, kaman kedivrei hakol. Now, according to the pshat that we just gave in the braisa, this statement of Rav Yochanan, everyone agrees with it. Because remember, what's the first pshat in the braisa and the Tosefta? The first pshat was, Edom saw the act of bia. And then it's just a question of how do we define that act of bia? Is it kedushin? Was it znus? Was there money? Was there no money? Good. But, I mean, none of it's good, but that's the Tosefta is only talking about whether it was Edom who saw the actual maisa bia. But if all there was seclusion, we're not running to any conclusion for just seclusion. Now, Maskef l'Abai mi d'ksafin ketani, Abai says, look, I don't like that pshat in the Tosefta, because you added money into the Tosefta, and the Tosefta mentioned nothing about money. Elam Rabai Hachi Kamar. And here we go now with our second shot of the Tosefta. Reush Nivala Choshishim Mishum Znus Vein Choshishim Mishum Kedushin. If the Edom actually saw Bia, so then that's Nus, but it's not Kedushin. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Amar Av Choshishim Mishum Kedushin. And Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says we're worried about Kedushin. Now, here, the way it comes out now is that if there was a Maisa Bia seen by the Edom, the Machlokis over here is very simply, how do we define the Maisa Bia? Znus or kedushin? Now, kamanas lahadam rabba b'chanam Rav Yochanan. Now we're going to go over the same statement of Rav Yochanan, which is machlokus kesharash nevala, avalorash nevala divra kolin tzrichaim and again. Get sheni. So now, if there was no, rias habia, so then you don't need to get sheni. And that everybody agrees to, says Rav Yochanan, keman, ke Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Now here, according to this pshat, so that is only going to be going like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda says, is that if... if you saw the bia, so then we're choshish for kedushin, and even if you didn't see the bia but you saw the seclusion, you're also going to be choshish as well. So Only if you saw the bia are you worried about kedushin. If you didn't see the bia, then we're not worried. Now the statement of Rav Yochanan is only going to be going in line with Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda. Once again, now we're going to let's just finish this up. Rava says on this pshat of Abaye, I don't like it as well. Imkain my af, because consider, we're even worried about kedushin. What do you mean? We're even worried about kedushin. If in fact it's kedushin, so that is not a chumra. That's going to be a kula. In other words, kedushin means that they're married once again. Well, if they're married once again, then you're going to need to get el amarava hachikamer. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Omer aflo raushin ivala choshishim mishum kedushin. So we are now going to say a third and final pshat in the brisa, and that is that according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, even if you didn't actually see the ma'isa bia, we're worried that we're going to make two assumptions. One, there was a ma'isa bia. If all we saw was just seclusion. And two, that ma'isa bia that took place was for kedushin. That's Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Meanwhile, what's the Tanakhama's position? We will assume that the bia was for kedushin, but only if you actually saw the bia. So now, kamaz lahad amar rabba barbachana amar avyocha machlokas kashurush nivala aval lo raush nivala divra kol enasricha emena get kamaz lo kechad. Now the statement of Rav Yochanan, which is that if you did not see the bia, according to everybody, enasricha emena get, you don't require a get, kamaz lo kechad. Now it doesn't go out like the Tanakama, and it doesn't go like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda as well. Okay, so in the third pshat, it maybe fits in best into the Tosefta, but then you don't have a ton of supporting the statement of Rav Yochanan. I guess we can call that a problem. Okay, in the meantime, let's just quickly wrap up. Today we finished up the topic of recovering from illness. Is that going to be a retraction from the issuance of the get? Rav Huna says, yes, it is. Rava says, no, it's not. It brought us back to the topic a second time in the Masechta of Afkina Rabbanan Kiddusha Minei, that even though Meikar Adin, the get doesn't work, the Chachamim pushed the get through using the principle of Afkinan. Then a discussion of Ones, and again, just to paraphrase Tosfos once again, there's Ones, which is something that was totally unforeseeable, like the rerouting of a river, like the stoppage of this other river, like the backing up of the river. That, the Gemara says, is not even Ones. Even if I guarantee, that is not covered by the guarantee. Then there is Ones Shchiach, a common Ones, so what I described earlier as traffic. That's something which you just simply... that's not an onus at all. And then there's all the middle cases of onus, which we touched on, the Gemara's Machlokas. And then secluding yourself with one's wife during the time where after the get was issued, but before the get was actually activated, so there cannot be yichud between the husband and wife during that period of time. What is her status during that period of time? Machlokas Tanayim. And then a subsequent discussion of ex-husband, ex-wife secluding themselves with one another. Does that create a new kedushin, or is it just simply Maisa's Dus, a Tosefta, three pshatim in the Tosefta, and then Rav Yochanan, who says that the entire Machlokas is only when there was Riyas Abiyah, but if there was no Riyas Abiyah, so then everyone agrees that there was no new kedushin that was done.